Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Workplace Napping Day, Tony. You ever fall asleep on the job?
Tony Kornheiser, sadly, yes. But only when you're talking.
Good. Yeah. More airtime for me.
Yeah, that's what it does. That is a great deal.
It does.
Because I like to think that the fewer words I say, it makes my salary seem larger. So if you can take all
we're not TV professionals. Because they care about FaceTime.
I don't care about
and
that.
We don't give a you-know-what.
Don't care about that. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Nets fire their coach. Some NFL owners still want 18 games. And the Rams appear to have a new logo.
Hideous.
But we begin today with the best possible weekend the Los Angeles Lakers could have hoped for. They beat the best team in the Eastern Conference, Milwaukee, on Friday. And they beat the second best team in their own Western Conference, the Clippers, yesterday. And they had not beaten either of these teams all season. Wilbon, you were there. Are the Lakers now clearly the team to beat?
Tony, no. I'm going to put them ahead of Milwaukee. But I'm not going to put them ahead of the Clippers. I understand they won a game, so now they're 1-2 against the Clippers with one game to go that I'm not sure is going to really matter, you know, just before the playoffs. But the reason I'm not going to have them as the team to beat, singularly, is that I don't know. The Clippers yesterday, they have these noon 30 games. They sort of sleepwalk through the early parts of them. They had a 9-point lead at one point. LeBron was great.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis was great. This was star against star. Paul George was great, at least offensively. Defensively, I'm not sure kind of what they were doing. But Tony, the Clippers have so many people to throw at LeBron, and they're going to play differently. Doc Rivers was not showing his full hand. He's playing it close to the vest. You go to the playoffs, you want to be able to go to things. I know scouts who say, the Clippers aren't even playing for now. Other scouts who scout the Clippers.
I understand that.
And so I don't want to say the Lakers are the
You've team. Liked the Clippers since the first game of the season.
But a hair more than the Lakers.
So I don't know, and I'll cede to you on this. I don't know if the Lakers are clearly the team to beat. What I am sure of is that clearly LeBron James is the MVP right now. This is over. This race is over.
It's not over.
It's over.
He's ahead.
I'm calling it. It's no.
Really?
It's over. In successive games, he went out there.
Great.
He beat. If Giannis Antetokounmpo says of LeBron James, he's one of the best three players in basketball. Well, the other two were on the other teams.
Yeah.
And LeBron beat them. Had not beaten them this year. Beat them. Beat them decisively. LeBron James is the best player, and the other two are playing for second and third.
Okay,
he won the MVP race.
Best player and MVP are different.
And MVP. He's won it.
He didn't win it because he didn't want it on my ballot.
You're the one holdout.
No, I'm not. Because I'm actually sitting shoulder to shoulder with a bunch of people who vote.
There's not going to be another series of games in this. Look, he won these games late.
Yeah, no, but you can have.
Not in this season.
Look. No. One of the things that could hurt Antetokounmpo, and God knows I don't want it to hurt LeBron or anybody else or Kawhi, is that injury can knock you out, Tony. It can knock you out even with 20 games left. It can alter it. And hopefully it won't. I know Giannis is now said to be out a couple of games. If I'm the Milwaukee Bucks, I'm saying six. You're not coming back for six games.
Then how does he get to be the MVP?
Tony, if you can see the future, that you would be playing fortune teller now?
In the spotlight game of
he's
the
ahead.
Season.
He's ahead.
He's so far ahead, he has to fall down.
And I'm sure you had Hillary Clinton being the president of the United States.
No,
you didn't.
Not necessarily.
Because you said, if you're ahead with a quarter of the season to go, then you must have won already. It doesn't work that way. Let's go to what's important. LeBron James mastered Antetokounmpo and the Clippers over the weekend.
Yes.
That's all that's important.
Right.
He hasn't won.
So he hasn't
won it yet.
It's okay if you look to the playoffs. The playoffs to me are a distant season. It's interesting what the Clippers might do. This is the here and now season.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron in the games that everybody looked at.
He's the leader now. But you know what, Tony?
He won.
You know what? He better win. Because if he doesn't win, I'm going to hammer you.
He
unmercifully, every day.
He better win
the MVP.
Oh, he will. He should.
No. You pronounced.
That's right.
You have pronounced this state.
You have said this state.
We're declaring
that's
a winner
right. yes.
in,
that's
where
right.
are we? In the
yeah.
District of Columbia.
I've called it for this network. I've called it. With 65% of the returns in, I've called it.
Producers.
Go ahead.
Please mark this. Please just.
Go ahead.
Just. Signing Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving was supposed to propel the Brooklyn Nets into serious contention with teams like the Lakers and Clippers. But after what is to be considered a disappointing two-thirds of the season, the Nets fired coach Kenny Atkinson Saturday, throwing the team back into its usual uncertainty, even though the Nets won't make the playoffs. Immediate speculation centered, of course, around Kyrie Irving's relationship with Atkinson.
Really? How shocking.
But the team said this was a mutual parting of the ways. Tone, what does it tell you, this move about Irving, KD, and the future of a team you once cared a lot about,
Nets? It tells me that neither Kyrie Irving in particular nor Kevin Durant in general wanted Kenny Atkinson. It tells me that he probably didn't have a chance. He's collateral damage in the way that David Blatt was collateral damage, in the way that Luke Walton was collateral damage. He made the playoffs last year with a nondescript team. He was going to make the playoffs again, but they didn't want him. And I'll lay it on Kyrie Irving more than anybody else, because Kyrie Irving about a month ago just started talking about what they had and what they didn't
what they
have
needed.
And what they need. And I'll say this, Kyrie Irving is a team killer and a coach killer, and he goes out and he's sort of like LeBron James, except LeBron James has 3 championships and 9 finals. And Kyrie Irving has 1 and 2.
He sort of rode LeBron's coattails to get that.
You want to disagree on this one?
I think that if you turn your franchise over in this way to having Kyrie Irving select the coach, that's a bad thing. I will tell you this. It's sort of funny, I'm sure, not to T. Lou, because T. Lou's name is going to be – he's going to be named by a lot of people as a front runner for this gig. But there are other jobs T. Lou could – look, in Philadelphia could be open. A lot of places it could be open. There always are in the NBA. But it was funny yesterday to be around in California as people looked at T. Lou and said, what are you doing here? You're not going to Brooklyn? And it was a big joke.
I don't know why you'd want to coach those. I mean, they're tremendous
talents.
You don't
want to coach Kevin Durant? Well, if he's Kevin Durant that we've seen over the previous 10 years?
I don't know that Kevin Durant had any particular problem with Scott Brooks. I don't know that any particular problem with Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
So I don't put him in the Kyrie Irving category.
I know you don't. He doesn't deserve to go there.
I don't do that. And I think that if Kyrie Irving were to say, I want Tyronn Lue, that he would think that it's because I can just overrun him and he'll do exactly what I want. This is next year, Mike, in the way the Astros are going to be the most scrutinized team
on the
in baseball this year, more than
any other
team.
And you know what? It's deserved. But here's the thing, Tony. Without Kyrie Irving last year, they were a better team than they are now, even though he played 20 games this year.
Yeah.
They're going to be in the playoffs. And you know what? Maybe with the specter of all this going away, maybe the Brooklyn Nets will look more like they did last year, when they were pretty darn good.
How's Boston without him this year? They're doing all right?
Shockingly better.
Steve Koonin, the CEO of the Atlanta Hawks, says he has a plan to increase the NBA's sagging regular season ratings. Koonin told the Sloan Conference that he wants to delay the start of the season until mid-December, after college football ends and when the NFL is beginning to wind down. Koonin wants to play the NBA Finals in August. Wilbon, does this make sense to you?
No, it makes sense to him because he was a Turner executive. He understands this a lot in greater detail than I do. But here's why it doesn't make sense to me. He didn't address any of this in what I heard. People go away in the summer. They all unplug, even old people like you and me, people who watch the NBA playoffs closely. We unplug. July, August is now that time. It is one of the few things, and I know things have crept into it as the larger culture changes, but not in some wholesale way that is going to have eyeballs trained on the NBA in July and August. Paying attention to where LeBron goes or whether he takes his talents to South Beach or goes back to Cleveland or goes to L.A., that's not the same thing as watching games and series. Mm-hmm. So, no, I disagree with him wholeheartedly, but I'd love to engage and ask him these questions pointedly because he's been a TV executive.
This is, to me, an admission of what is obvious and what golf did as well when they changed their schedule around, that you don't want to go head-to-head with the NFL and you don't want to go head-to-head with college football.
But you're not going there in
May and
June. April, May, and June.
No, I understand that.
So what is he talking about?
Because you're going there in September and October and November and December and January. Now, I think that the schedule would be better off shortened.
Yeah. Starting Christmas
but
Day.
I will
we
tell
agree
you this,
with November.
Where,
I mean, with December.
Where I grew up on Long Island, basketball was an outdoor sport, mostly. It was an outdoor sport. And it was very hotly contested in the summer with summer leagues, the famous Rucker League in New York City.
It was still summer leagues, by
so,
the way.
So, yeah, and so my
big
sense is
in basketball.
If you take the August part of the calendar, you're not going up against any baseball, but not postseason baseball, training camp,
what
but
are you
not
going
real
up against in May and June? Nothing. But the early stage of baseball.
You have it completely to yourself in an area that was never there before. Where I think you and I disagree is I think you could cultivate eyeballs watching the NBA.
How can you cultivate eyeballs when people are away? People are gone.
They got no TVs where they go?
They don't have TVs anymore where they are.
They got no stuff in their hand where
they
go?
Okay, but nobody under 60 is watching TV.
Okay,
so you're going to have just a senior league?
But if it's in your hand, don't you still get to watch it?
Play the damn games in May and June. That's when you play them. You don't go to August. It's absurd.
I think it's a good idea.
The league that the NBA's cooning wants to run away from, like a little frightened child, the NFL, is having a little more labor drama, perhaps, than we initially expected. The union has pushed its deadline for voting 48 hours to Saturday at midnight. And there are reports that at least a handful of owners would be okay with the players turning down the deal so the league could hammer the union at the table and get more concessions, including an 18-game season. Tony, all of this amounts to what?
So here's a phrase you don't hear all that often on television. I don't know. I don't know what it amounts to. I imagine there are some owners who would like to see this thing voted down so, as you say, they could impose 18 games or impose other things. I know that there are a bunch of players, all of whom seem to be rich and veterans, who say, yeah, well, let's vote it down. Maybe they want to strike. Maybe they want to see what
they don't.
Maybe they want to see what they can get.
You know what happens when the work stoppage in the NFL.
Here's what I would say. Demaurice Smith, who we both know, who's the head of the players' union, said a couple of weeks ago he thought this was going to pass.
Yeah.
If he's wrong, what is he doing as head of the players' union? Oh. I'm assuming it's going to pass because 10 years of peace is, for both labor and management, a good thing.
Here's what a lot of these players, I don't care how rich they are, and it won't matter to them because they got enough personal resources to withstand a work stoppage. But, Tony, and this is what doesn't even get talked about, even on this network, football players have no leverage because their contracts aren't even valid. The last time the players really went to war with the owners, there were replacement games where they put people like you and me in a uniform and 50 and 60,000 fans showed up to watch and famous players like Lawrence Taylor,
they crossed the
picket line.
Yeah, but at the vet, if you went to the
Union
game,
town.
You got punched in the face.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying?
You know.
Tony, would the NBA be able to put somebody out there in a Lakers LeBron uniform and have people come watch?
No, but they would just
send the
G League up. Here, look.
Tony, the players have no leverage.
They may have no leverage, Mike, but
they have to take this deal.
Their player reps voted by majority. The player
just
reps.
Majority.
But yes, majority is how it works in America.
That doesn't mean the
majority.
Players are going to vote
and
majority.
And the owners seem to vote by overwhelming majority to do this. So I still think it'll
pass.
All
right, so you think the owners are not going to wind up being able to just go back to the table and pound the union, which is what they have done in the past.
If the vote indicates anything, that's not even what they want to do. This is the one they want passed. They passed it by a larger margin than the player.
Why are we doing this story? Why are we doing this story?
We needed to fill the A's. Let's take a break. Coming up, is Mike D'Antoni right that the Rockets have hit rock bottom?
You better hope so. And what does San Diego State's loss mean for the NCAA tournament's top four seeds?
I mean, I could have done three stories on why LeBron's the MVP.
He better be.
Do you think he will be?
I don't know. It's too early.
Too early? What are we waiting for here?
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Is mail time. When you send questions to an email box, we lost the password to in 2010.
You don't have a password to a box. You open it.
Is Mike D'Antoni right that this is rock bottom for the Rockets?
Well, even as he said, he hopes so. No, it's not rock bottom necessarily, because while they have lost to the Knicks, which alone could be presented as rock bottom, and they're losing to sort of bottom feeders now, and they lost to Orlando by like 20, they're getting crushed. Tony, if they have a first-round matchup against the Clippers 2-7, and it's very possible, that would be rock bottom. They could lose to Denver in the first round in the 3-6. The Rockets going out in the first round, that would be their rock bottom to me.
See, I agree with that. This is not rock bottom because they're going to make the playoffs. And the way it works is, no matter how you get into the playoffs, if you're in the playoffs, you still have a chance.
That's right.
Now, if they go out 4-0, in the, not just lose, 4-0 is rock bottom because they have no plan B. They have to take 53s.
Yeah.
They have to make 23s.
They have to make 20 plus.
They have to hope the other team goes out and chases so the Westbrook can go through the middle. They don't have any big people.
None.
That's the only path to victory.
They're playing in a 6-4 and under league, and teams like the Clippers and Lakers, trust me, Tony, their coaches are looking at this going, what?
Okay.
And other coaches, other scouts.
I like watching it, but I don't think
you know what? It's fun. I applaud them for their effort.
They try.
But with Baylor and San Diego State both losing again, who are your number ones right now? Your seeds.
Okay, so I've got Kansas as the overall number one. I would assume that Gonzaga will get a number one if they win their conference.
I'm stuck after that.
Well, okay, I got Dayton. Now, I understand this is a little bit dicey because the Atlantic 10 is not a real good conference.
Suppose they don't win their tournament.
Well, that's different. I'm going to assume they're going to win it because they're undefeated so far in their conference. And I would, if I allow Gonzaga in on that, I'm going to allow Dayton.
I got you.
The fourth one, I assume, will be Florida State if they win the ACC. But, Mike, and I think I'm preaching to the choir here, the Big Ten is by far the best conference.
Yeah.
So if any one of the three teams that tied for that, which would be Maryland and Michigan State and Wisconsin, even with all those losses, I think that team emerges as a number one seed, but I could maybe be sold on Creighton if they win the Big East.
I'm going to go with your three.
You're going to go with Dayton?
Three of them, yeah.
Okay.
The fourth one, I don't know, but I'll say this about the Big Ten. I watched some Big Ten basketball yesterday with Jalen Rose.
They're 7 or 8 deep.
A Big Ten alum, of course. And I said, Jalen, isn't it possible that our teams have spent so much time beating up on each other that we don't have anything left? And he said, yes, it's possible, but I don't think so. I think we're going to advance a slew of teams.
Yeah.
And even if we're not a number one seed, that's going to look great for the Big Ten. I'm hoping that Jalen is right about this. I worry, though, we beat each other up too much.
Does the leaked photo of a hat have you concerned about the Rams' new logo?
I'm not concerned about it. I mean, this is supposed to be, you know, the L.A., and you got the sort of modernized thing that could be a Ram, you know, 20,000 years from now. It's hideous. It's hideous. You don't need L.A. You need the Ram logo. The Rams have been around since 1936, and they were the Cleveland Rams before they were the L.A. Rams, but they were the Rams. Is that a ram? What is that? Those aren't horns?
This is an important concept. There are very few things in football helmets that are actually iconic. The University of Michigan has an iconic helmet. Everybody knows what it is. The big, bold, yellow Rams horn, not white, not blue. The big, bold, yellow Rams horn is iconic. This, you know what this looks like to me? It's so stylized. It looks like something you would put on a roller derby helmet or a bicycle helmet. It looks too small for me. I don't like it. I hate it.
And you know marketing people have done this. And you know what I think should be done with all marketing people?
I sort of like some marketing people. Enough email. Let's take one last break. But still to come, the Astros get some concerning news about Justin Verlander.
All right, I like your friend Jenny Valentine at United because she's going to take care of me.
Yeah, Jenny Valentine.
Jenny Valentine.
Curtis Blessing.
Did the Cowboys make an offer that Dak Prescott should accept?
I got the first three airlines covered.
Jeannie Valentine.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Happy time. People, happy 59th birthday, Mike Leach. Mike Leach is an itinerant football coach who has worked in small college towns. Did a good job at Texas Tech in Lubbock. Did a good job at Washington State in Pullman. And has taken the job at Mississippi State in Starkville. He's also the football coach who loves Pirates, which makes you wonder why he hasn't taken the job at East Carolina, which is in another small town, Greenville, North Carolina. I guess he counts the stoplights before taking a job.
If he does a really good job at Mississippi State, because that's a step up in difficulty.
Yes, it is.
I mean, you got the hardest conference week after week after week in the SEC to play against. So good luck to Mike Leach. He's going to need it.
Happy anniversary, Jerry McNamara. On this day 14 years ago, G-Mac led Syracuse to an upset over number one UConn in the Big East tournament. That was on day two of the greatest four-game, four-day run in the history of the Big East. And the great sadness is that Syracuse is somehow now in the ACC, and UConn had been exiled to something called the American Athletic Conference, though at least they're coming back to the Big East next year.
Remember how great the Big East tournament used to be?
Great.
You get St. John's and Georgetown and Syracuse and UConn. It was awesome.
Happy trails to the Indian Wells Tennis Tournament. The very big deal tournament called the BNP Paribas Open has been called off. This is one of the first United States sporting responses to the coronavirus. Someone in the Palm Springs area has been diagnosed with the virus, and the tennis tour has pulled the plug on a very big tournament for both men and women. It's easy to imagine many sporting events following this lead, as we have already seen in Europe. The Italian Soccer League has been suspended all matches until April 3rd, and when the NCAA is coming up, playing those games without fans has to have been discussed more than once already.
I'm sure it's been discussed, it's going to be discussed, this is very serious, and I hope these things don't happen. I hope we are at a point in which people feel they can go safely to these events. I do. I don't want to see them canceled.
I'm not sure we're at that point right
we're
now.
We're not. I'm saying I hope we get there.
It's getting worse at this point.
We can hope it can get better, can we not?
Yeah. Big finish.
Let's do it.
Justin Verlander has a lat strain, unlikely for opening day. Your thoughts?
Astros, when have they got any good news lately? When have they last had good news? Josh Norman, your boy.
Yeah.
Agreed to terms with the Bills. How'd that work out with the Redskins?
Didn't work out well, but he was great at jumping over bulls in Pamplona, apparently. The Cowboys have sent a new offer to Dak Prescott worth $105 million in guarantees. Are you impressed?
That sounds great, Max.
Yes, Stephen A. Doesn't it? We can talk about it at length.
Tua is scheduled to resume full workouts today. That excites you for some reason.
Well, I'd like to find out how his bones are working.
Nobody's going to hit his bones in practice.
If I'm going to draft him in the top five, I'd like to know. I'd like to see something.
Get tackled.
Last one, Southern Conference final tonight, Wofford and East Tennessee State. Who you got?
I know East Tennessee State appears to be in, Wofford out, but they might want to win. They don't get all the extra bid necessarily, Tony.
Out of time, trying to do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon, same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts.
Tommy Giacomo, rest in peace.